It's Thursday, December 11, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Government is advancing plans to introduce rent caps, with Minister Modestus Amutse making the finalization of the long-pending rent control bill a top priority, according to reports by The Brief. The legislation, dating back to 2017, proposes a national board to regulate rental prices as soaring costs push average rent to 7,611 Namibia dollars. Amutse underscored the importance of working closely with the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development. He further noted that decisive action is now essential to protect citizens struggling to afford adequate housing. Small traders, referred to as Order With Me agents, have brought several concerns to the Namibia Revenue Agency, citing confusing customs procedures. Herta Ekanjo reports they also raised issues such as high taxes, delays at border posts, and the confiscation of goods.
The concerns were aired during an engagement session between NAMRA officials and Order With Me traders in Windhoek on Monday, where agents welcomed the opportunity to directly engage the Revenue Authority on challenges affecting their businesses. Among the key concerns raised were procedures for declaring goods at border posts and airports, including the Arriamsvlei and Bedapos border posts, as well as clarity on how custom duties and taxes are calculated.
As festive travel ramps up, the West Coast Safety Initiative warns road users to remain vigilant, citing rising accidents and fatalities. Our team's Francois Littering reports travellers are urged to be mindful of fluctuating road conditions to ensure safe journeys.
Over the weekend, News on One travelled to Swakopmund to speak to the National Coordinator of the West Coast Safety Initiative, Aubrey Oosthuizen, about the season so far, and it is not a picture worth boasting about in terms of road safety. He says impatient drivers contribute to the high rate of road accidents. Oosthuizen therefore urges drivers to remain aware of ever-changing road conditions, including fog, which limits visibility, and high-volume stretches of road, and take fellow road users, pedestrians, as well as passengers into consideration.
The U.S. will host a G20 Deputy Sherpas meeting starting next week Monday to begin preparations for its 2026 presidency, according to Reuters sources, excluding South Africa from participation. The exclusion follows tensions between Washington and Pretoria over disputed allegations of persecution of white minorities in South Africa by its government. South Africa, this year's G20 host, has rejected the U.S. claims and criticized its exclusion from next year's planning. Still on the U.S., its President Donald Trump announced that their military has seized an oil tanker off Venezuela's coast, escalating tensions with the South American country. The move follows months of U.S. military buildup in the Caribbean, including the destruction of nearly 24 alleged drug boats, with Trump warning that land attacks could be imminent. Our correspondent in Washington is Tony Waterman.
According to reports, the tanker was carrying crude oil bound for Cuba when it was seized off the Venezuelan coast. The president made the announcement during a roundtable meeting with business leaders.
We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large. Largest one ever seized, actually.
The president said the ship was seized for a, quote, very good reason, but didn't elaborate further. The escalation comes just days after President Trump said in an interview with Politico that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's days in power are numbered. Caracas claims Trump is trying to overthrow the Venezuelan government so the U.S. can gain access to its oil reserves. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.